Say, Joel, memory in the name, are hormonal actions in its game? Part 1. Since the misleading headlines in the news exclaiming that essential oils are, quote, endocrine disruptors, I've proceeded to debunk this claim and took on the task of defending the good name of essential oils for hormonal balance. In my series of selected essential oils deemed to be, quote, estrogenetic, I just resuscitated fennel essential oil's reputation for endocrine harmony. You can read about it in the link that I provided. A few weeks earlier, I demonstrated why clary sage essential oil is making a positive comeback. The bottom line was that these essential oils are examples of how synergism promotes healing and wellness. There is no conclusive evidence that fennel or clary sage oil is estrogenetic or acts as estrogen in the body. Now I will start with a review on the third essential oil that needs a reputation makeover from rumors on disruption of sex hormones, sage oil. The articles in the sage series are going to be a bit of a doozy. First, I will review its properties and basic applications. Next, I will highlight some of the safety concerns that are frighteningly similar to the sclerol-scarol clary sage link and the estragyl-fennel connection. This is so that you will have a general knowledge of the complexity of the essential oil. With this understanding, you will be able to dismiss any previous, current, or future hype in the headlines that state there is evidence of essential oils acting badly but are based solely on a few constituents. Finally, I will go into details about sage oil and its hormonal claims. Where did I put that soapbox? Important note, sage oil does not equal sage extract or sage herb. Sage is a well-known plant, and it's important to note that the essential oil and the herb or extract will contain different compositions. This makes each have varied mechanisms of actions and applications. There's a lot of information on sage oil on the web, and I've noted that even some of the experts are extrapolating herbal extract effects to the essential oil. I admit, back in the days, I may have fumbled similarly. While sorting through the literature, I have made sure to keep my references to the essential oil. More is explained later on. Sage oil, the mind-bending chemical soup of over 900 species. Many may assume that clary sage and sage oil are similar. Although they both belong to the genus Salvia and are in the mint family, there are over 900 different species within it. Are you similar to your siblings and family? Not always. According to a 2014 article in Journal of Traditional and Complementary Medicine, sage essential oil has a wide range of uses from heart, respiratory, endocrine, and digestive support. As its namesake proclaims, Sage officinalis, the species with the highest amount of essential oils, has been studied for its memory, restorative, and enhancing properties. It has also been shown to have microbe-inhibiting effects and act as an antioxidant. Another species, Salvia landofolia, or Spanish sage, is also recognized for its effect on memory. In the Journal of Traditional and Complementary Medicine, the authors review these applications and report on the different components of the plant based on its genetics, variations in the climate, and the season. This means that different effects could result from the same species and oil depending on how these aspects impact the constituents produced by the plant. I have included some of the details from the article in an excerpt in the actual blog. This is for fellow geeks who want to compare the compounds and get a summary of their biological properties. It's important to note that, like every essential oil, the quality and distillation technique, along with the factors listed in the excerpt, will also result in variances in molecules, properties, and safety profiles of sage oil. This is reported in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry. Again, there's more details in the alphabet soup of constituents in the excerpt that I provided for my nerdy oily lovers on the actual blog. Natural Product Research reported on a comparison between sage officinalis from various European countries in 2007. The authors found it was those from Estonia with the highest level of sugine. This is important when assessing the safety of sage oil, which I will get to later on in the series. I went down the rabbit hole of chemotype and how secondary metabolites differ in a plant based on distillation and other factors previously. You can get even more into the nitty-gritty of this in my review of rosemary, another oil known for its support with memory. The bottom line with sage oil is that with over 900 species and varying quality essential oils on the market, buyer beware. Due to the different constituents present based on these factors, different companies' sage oils will likely have a mild to moderate different symphony of biological effects. Next week, I'll go into the safety saga on sage oil, and then we'll complete the review with its hormonal effects, or lack thereof. Stay tuned. Looking forward to talking to you again real soon.